Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Spreading it all through the city, and they said, don't preach his name, and then they beat him. In the book of Acts, they beat him down. Instead of running for their life, they left the presence of the council rejoicing. Amen. That they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name's sake. So what at one time was a suffering became a glory to them. This is important. This whole perspective is important for us to gain so that we as heirs can inherit what God has for us. He has a church. I call it the Virgin Church. Now, here are some of the things that are coming toward or going to manifest in the Virgin Church. Number one, the Spirit of God is going to come in fullness. We've known him in earnest. What we mean by earnest is like the down payment. You know, when you purchase a new car or a home or a large item or whatever, you put money down on it. Well, that's the earnest. But the Spirit that we've received in earnest is going to be released to us in fullness. I'm talking about the Virgin Church, the remnant. Number two, he's going to come to us without measure. Amen. I say he's coming without measure. Now, as long as you remain immature, you're not going to inherit, even though you're an heir. God ain't going to give you the keys to the car. He don't trust you with it. Number three, as we read in Ezekiel, there are going to be waters no man can pass over. No man can pass over. In Ezekiel, remember the waters that came out of the temple? There was water, first of all, ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, then waters to swim in. What do waters to swim in represent? Waters to swim in have to do with the Holy Spirit. See, Holy Spirit has to make you buoyant. A person that knows how to swim knows how not to fight the water, but to work with the water. Amen. To stay afloat. Well, there is coming waters that cannot be passed over. In other words, it's Holy Spirit. It's not going to be by your skill set. It's not going to be by your ability. It's not going to be by your knowledge. It's going to be Holy Spirit that carries you over. Yes. Are you hearing? Yes. They're going to be, number four, floods on dry ground. God's going to flood all the dry areas of your life. Yes. I said God's going to flood the dry areas. He's going to cause waters in the wilderness, waters in the desert. I said God's going to flood that. What we've experienced are 30-fold, which when Jesus said that, when Jesus spoke, he said, I am the way. That's 30-fold. We've experienced 60-fold. He said, I am the truth. And then there's the 100-fold. He said, I am the way, the truth, and guess what? The life is coming to you. Amen. Amen. The way, you're hearing the truth, and now the life is going to manifest itself. This company, this remnant from this Virgin Church will know no bounds or limitations of the carnal and fleshly nature of man. Amen. I've been saying how the veil between the natural and the supernatural is growing very thin. This company of people are going to know no limitations or bounds. The natural and the spiritual, there'll be times where you wonder, am I in the spirit or am I in the natural realm? Paul had an experience. He said he knew a man above 13 years that was caught up, whether in the body, he didn't know. Amen. That veil was so thin, whether in the flesh, but he heard and saw things that he couldn't utter. Amen. All right. So the virgin church. What are we talking about, a virgin church? Well, I gave you the example of Mary and how Mary received seed, but it was not man's seed. This virgin church that's going to produce this remnant, this virgin church is a church that has known no man. In other words, what's being birthed in this virgin church is the incorruptible seed of Christ rather than the seed of man's ideas. Amen. Denominations and traditions and doctrines and New Age and self-help and all this stuff that man has caused to infiltrate. You know, to where a lot of church is like country club.
Amen. Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
You hardly hear the word sin.
Amen. Amen.
And unless somebody cussing at you, you don't hear the word hell.
Amen. Amen.
Am I right or wrong?
Amen. Amen.
But you know what? I was visiting something in Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 says, well, pull it up for me. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? This is what's taught today. You know, just the greasy grace of God. Your God loves you. Yeah, yes, tell somebody right now, God does love you. But this whole thing is about transformation. It's about becoming Christ-like. God loves it. Listen to them. God loves you from the day you're born. For God so loved the world that he gave. And God will love you no matter what you do. Amen. God still loves you. No matter whether you obey him or not, whether you serve him or not, God still loves you. And you know what? God will love you all the way till you step over into hell. Now you're separated from him. He never stopped loving you. No matter what you did, no matter what you didn't do, no matter how bad you were. But see, you make the choice, heaven or hell. God doesn't stop loving you. But once you step over, it's over. That means separation from God. Tell somebody right now, you make the choice. He doesn't stop loving you. But he made you a free will being. What shall we say then to these things? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Get it back up. God forbid. That's Romans 6 and 1. God forbid. Next verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Next verse. God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid.
God forbid.
Say it again, God forbid.
God forbid.
God is not saying just continue on and my grace will abound toward you. No, God is not saying that. God is saying, shall you continue in sin and my grace continue abound? God, no, I forbid that. There's got to be what we call repentance.
Amen.
Not penance, but repentance. You know, you got people that get sorry because they get caught. But getting sorry because you got caught doesn't mean repentance. Repentance means to have a change of mind. Repentance means to want deliverance from something. Repentance means to turn away from something and go the other way. God forbid. For how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I'm telling you now, because time is coming where judgment is going to start.
Amen.
And people talk about, where you judging? Well, the word of God says, judge not that ye be not judged. But when you judge,
amen.
Judge righteous judgment.
Amen.
See, a lot of folks like to use that first verse, judge not.
Amen.
Don't you judge.
Amen.
Judge not that, get it for me. I think it's what it was, Matthew 7. Judge not that ye be not judged. But when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Get it up so everybody can see it.
Amen. Amen.
It's in the Bible.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7. Please. Can we get it up?
Amen.
It is in the Bible.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 first. Judge not that you be not judged, right?
Amen.
Verse 2. For with the same judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Verse 3. And why beholdest the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Verse 4. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Verse 5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Now, I'm looking for another verse. It's not in that verse. The reference is there, but it may be Luke. Somebody look it up for me. But it says, but when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Somebody will find it for me. Okay, judge not that you be not judged, but when you judge, judge righteous judgment. Judge according to the word of God. See, the word of God will judge us. Are you hearing? The word of God is what judges us as to righteousness. It's fair. And so God says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? When whoever finds it, just shout it out to me. John, what is it? John 7:24, get it up for me. Just so that we can all see it, because we're working on something here. What is it? Matthew 7:24. Y'all confusing me. Okay, John 7:24 says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Now, Matthew chapter what, 7? Matthew 7:24? Wait. Okay, where's the other one? Matthew 7:2? We read it. Okay. Well, y'all done messed it all up.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.